Hello, and welcome to another episode of Breaking the Capsule. Here we open the capsule on several health conditions and concerns that may help you gain knowledge to better your well-being. How's it going now?
Not too bad at all.
Not bad.
Day off for both of us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be going later on.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yep. How's the sun treating you today?
Sun's not bad. Summer's not really summer. Spring is coming. It's getting pretty hot. Last night I had to turn on the aircon.
Oh yeah.
Didn't have a fan in the room, so no other choice.
No, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I was sweating, but that's about it.
Yeah. Keeping sun safe outside.
Yeah. Well, I don't really go outside. You know me.
Oh yeah.
Spot I play indoor.
Yeah. No, that's
work indoor. Everything's indoor.
All indoor. No, that's good. I was sweeping around outside yesterday and realized I was starting to break a sweat.
Oh man, not bad.
And I'm pretty sure I was going to get sunburned today, but
bro, you're pretty dark.
Yeah, so I mean, pretty lucky in that sense, but could have happened. I think I've only been sunburned once in my life. My skin actually went sort of white, which was different.
Michael Jackson.
But yeah, did you know Australia's got one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the world?
Really? Oh, well, I'm not surprised. Everyone going to the beach and getting tan.
Yeah. Apparently, at least 2 in every 3 Australians will develop skin cancer before the age of 70. That's quite high.
Yeah, that's really high. Like, every day, pretty much, I will get like some sort of to dispense medication for skin cancer.
Yeah.
In the pharmacy, which is quite common, to be honest.
Mm. And so, when you think about it, they were saying that about 2,000 Australians would die each year just from skin cancer. Which, that's 2,000 people that you could have each year, but unfortunately, that's the stats.
Yeah.
And the overexposure to UV radiation is the main cause of skin cancer. So the exposure to UV occurs by direct skin exposure. It can also be done by reflection from surfaces such as concrete, white paint, and snow. Not that we see too much snow here, but I guess if you go down south to Albany, a bit of Bluff Knoll.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Might get a bit of snow there.
Blue Mountain.
Blue Mountains, yes. Yeah. And it's also done by the scattering of UV through the atmosphere. And all skin types, doesn't matter how light or how dark you are, can be damaged by overexposure to UV. The damage can be permanent, irreversible, and increases with increased exposure to UV radiation, which is kind of scary, but thankfully we have the skin.
Yeah. The skin is actually the biggest organs within human, because it's covered pretty much
the whole thing.
Yeah. So just a quick introduction into the skin. There are 3 main layers to the skin. The epidermis, which is the outermost layer of the skin where you can see it, is kind of like to provide waterproof barrier and, you know, create your skin tone, colors, and all that. The next layer down is the dermis layer. It's contained like very tough connective tissue, hair follicles, and sweat glands. So all your sweat come from there, all your hair start growing from that layer. And the deepest one is a subcutaneous tissue, or we call it hypodermis. It's mainly made of fat and like connective tissue as well. So that's the big picture of the skin. We'll start deep dive into different type of the UV radiation that's come to the earth that might affect humans and others.
Yeah, so basically there's 3 types of UV radiations, and they're classified according to the wavelength. So basically, depending on the wavelength is how far they can penetrate, go through the earth, and then reach us. So the shorter the wavelength, the more harmful the UV radiation. However, being shorter as well is meaning that they're less likely to penetrate the skin.
Interesting.
So your short wavelength is your... So there's UV A, B, and C. So UVC is the most damaging of the UV radiation. But most of it is... Oh, it's completely actually filtered through the atmosphere of the Earth. So it doesn't reach the surface.
Lucky.
So global warming, you know, let's hope it...
Finger crossed.
Doesn't, yeah. And so you've got your medium wavelength, UVB, and that's biologically active, but cannot penetrate beyond the superficial skin layers. So that's more responsible for your delayed tanning and burning. In addition to these short-term effects, it also enhances skin aging. So, you know, if you're looking a bit older than you should be, then that could be one of the reasons.
I start getting a bit of freckles now.
A bit of freckles, yeah. And it can significantly promote the development of skin cancer. But most solar UVB is filtered by the atmosphere. Now, here's the one that does reach us. So that's the relatively long wavelength, UVA, and that accounts for about 95% of the UV radiation that hits the Earth's surface. So it can penetrate the deeper layers of the skin because it is the long wavelength, and it's responsible for your immediate tanning effect. So if you walk outside and you're brown, then, you know, yeah,
that's
UVA.
Yeah. Blame the A.
The A. Furthermore, it also contributes to skin aging and wrinkling, so that's, you know...
My freckles.
Your freckles, yeah. And so they thought for a long time that UVA wouldn't be long-lasting damage, but recently they've shown that it does contribute towards the development of skin cancers.
Yep.
And I guess the main reason we're also... Well, especially in Australia, because the sun's quite strong here.
Yeah, and but, with the ozone layer...
Yeah.
The whole day.
Yeah, big hole. So it's basically more, as we're doing more popular outdoor activities, but I guess you're safe indoors with your futsal.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Thank God.
Yeah, so and you're, if you're at the beach and stuff, then you're more likely to get exposed to that UVA. And
that's right.
That can lead to more damaging...
I mean, at the end of the day, you don't want to stay indoor all the time either, because no. You do need the vitamin D. Like, if you indoor all the time, you don't get enough vitamin D.
Yeah.
But the sunlight that's good for the production of vitamin D is only early in the day.
Yeah.
Toward the middle of the day and the end, it's just too dangerous and it's too harmful. So just got to be aware of it.
So try and do those morning jogs.
Yeah.
If you can, would be better.
Okay, so one of the most I'll say common problem with the sun or like the UV light is a sunburn, that which have like immediate effect that you can feel it like straight away.
Yep.
So basically, sunburn is a skin reaction to the UV, which we forgot to mention is actually stand for ultraviolet.
Ultraviolet. Yep.
Radiation from the sun, and then sun, as I said, is a radiation burn to the skin. The sign of the sunburn can start like pretty much straight away within 15 minutes. It will turn red within 2 to 6 hours after being burned and like keep developing for up to 3 days afterward. The more exposure to sunlight, the worse the sunburn will get. Mild sunburn can be treated easily at home, but if you get like really severe with blistered and look infected, you got to go straight to the doctors emergency department, depends on the severity. The long-term effect of it is like premature wrinkling and increase the risk of skin cancer. Because basically the UV light will penetrate through the skin and can cause damage to your DNA, which a lot of cases are irreversible. So once it's being damaged, it will lead to the cancer. That is why we always try to prevent it by using sunscreen and basically any sort of sun protection than curing it. But let's say you got a sunburn, how would you treat it?
So in terms of treatment, there is no cure for the symptoms of sunburn except for time and patience, but the treatment aims to help manage the symptoms while the body's in the healing stage.
Yep.
So best thing to do, and this is even just for like a daily tip as well, drink plenty of water, because spending time in the sun can lead to dehydration. Then also gently apply either a cool or cold compress, or you can also bathe the area in just cool water. just to also bring down the temperature as well. Avoid using soaps that can irritate you, so something that could is more water content, can hydrate the skin, help with the healing process, that would be better. You can also speak to a pharmacist about products that may help with soothing sunburn. You can have the choice of putting on a spray-on solution rather than creams, because then you got to rub those by hand.
Yep.
Don't pop blisters, because that can lead to a risk of infection, so consider covering those itchy blisters with a wound dressing, and that'll reduce the risk of infection. If your skin is too painful, apply a moisturizer. It won't stop the burnt skin from peeling off, but it'll boost the moisture content, like we said before. But do not apply butter to sunburned skin. I had a couple of people say that, but
yeah,
have you heard of that?
Yes, I did, like back in Vietnam actually.
Oh yeah.
But nah, don't do that.
You can take over-the-counter pain-relieving medications, but that's only if you need it, and keep out of the sun until your skin's completely healed.
Sounds good. Yeah. When's the last time I got sunburned? That was, actually, I remember, not long ago. Early this year when I went back to Vietnam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we did. I didn't bring enough sunscreen.
Oh.
My sister would give me like small tubes like this. Sorry, it's not a tube, it's like a sachet.
Oh, sorry.
So it's like, you know, with sunscreen you got to apply a lot.
Yeah.
So
generously.
Yeah, generously. So there's not enough, so I just apply as much as I can. So the day after, you can see like the area that have enough sunscreen. It's all good. But the other, it's like patchy everywhere. It's just weird.
Did it just go really red?
Yes. Yeah. Peeling and stuff, which I like to peel.
Oh.
But yeah, that's about treatment of sunburn. Let's talk about sunscreen, which is the thing that everyone should do to protect themselves and their loved one as well. So a lot of people think that you only wear sunscreen when you go to the beach, but it's not enough. You basically should wear sunscreen every day, like regardless of whether it's hot and sunny outside or raining outside or cloudy, whatever it is, there's still UV radiation can get
coming through
to yourself. Sun exposure occurs all day long, even through the glass windows of your home. So even like indoor right now,
We're
exposed. You're sitting next to the sun. Yeah, you got the UV exposure. While you're driving the car, which is pretty common, it's like a lot of time, do you always put your hands on the window when you're driving?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that hand will get burned the most. I got that lots of time.
Yeah.
One of the most successful campaign in Australia is the Sleep Slop Slap Sick and Slight. The campaign, yep.
Yeah, so with Slip Slop Slap Sick Slide, you've got slip on some sun protective clothing to cover as much of the body as possible. Slop on some SPF 30 or higher broad spectrum water resistant sunscreen at least 20 minutes before sun exposure, and to reapply it every couple of hours when you're outside, or more often if you're perspiring or swimming. Slap on a hat that shades your face, neck, and ears. Seek the shade and slide on some sunglasses.
Sounds good. Yeah, I never actually watched the animations, the music. I definitely should watch it after this. So let's go back to sunscreen a little bit. So as I mentioned, the worst exposure time is between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you happen to go outside during that time, you definitely like compulsory thing that need to have sunscreen on. Every bottle of sunscreen has this word, say SPF, which is stand for sun protecting factor, which basically measure how well a sunscreen will protect skin from the UVB rays, the skin of radiation that cause sunburn, damage skin, and can contribute to skin cancer as well. So in Australia, the two most common strands are the SPF 30 and SPF 50. So SPF 30 blocks 96.7% of the ultraviolet radiation. SPF 50 block 98% of the radiation. So you can choose the at least SPF 30 if you have a darker skin, or SPF 50 if you have lighter skin. So there's two types of sunscreen, physical and chemical sunscreen. So the physical one normally using zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, which reflect the sun UV ray, which is really good choice for people with allergies or to chemical sunscreen. And another good point for the physical sunscreen is actually good for the environment. So it doesn't damage the natural. The second type is a chemical sunscreen. So contain chemical that absorb ultraviolet, include like oxybenzone, octylsalicylate, phenylbenzimidazone, and the few other. But as I mentioned, it can be bad for the environment as well. That's why recently in Hawaii, they actually completely banned chemical sunscreen because it caused damage to the coral. So a lot of like sunscreen company nowadays, they switch over to making the physical ones, so like the zinc, the titanium. So the most damaging type of chemical sunscreen are the oxybenzone, octinoxate, and there's a few other as well, but I won't bother you with that. You can always find those articles. We'll post it in the link of the show notes as well. But that's about it with the sunscreen. So remember to put it on 20 minutes before you go out and put it generously.
No stinginess.
Yeah, no stinginess, or else you'll get the sunburn and sun damage. One more thing before we finish up with the show is just quickly talk about skin cancer. So basically, it is not that easy to figure out whether you have skin cancer or not, but make sure you, if you see any random spot on your skin, just go to doctors and get them checked out, because like you might not think it's a skin cancer, but it can cause a lot of problems. So get a health professional to check it for you. Anything else you want to add on for today?
No, that's pretty much it in a capsule.
That's it. So if you have any question, please email us at breakingthecapsule@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe or follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and our
podcast
on the iTunes Music. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. All of the information provided on this podcast is for educational purposes only. If you have any questions, please see your healthcare professional.